Bill Cosby's sexual assault trial is now scheduled for June 2017. Prior to the trial date, the court must decide whose testimony can be heard. WHYY's Laura Benchoff reports from Norristown.
In the last 2 years, more than 50 women have come forward to allege that Bill Cosby sexually assaulted them sometime in the last half century. Montgomery County District Attorney Kevin Steele says 13 of those women are ready to testify in court.
We filed a motion on prior bad acts, which indicated a number of women that we allege also have been victims.
Prosecutors argue those bad acts show a pattern of criminal behavior. Between now and June, there will be separate hearings to determine whether these women's stories, in addition to other evidence disputed by the defense, can be heard during the trial. Cosby faces 3 aggravated indecent assault charges. Alleged victim, Andrea Constant, was a former friend of the comedian and says he drugged her and engaged in sexual contact without her consent in 2004. Cosby says the encounter was consensual. Standing next to her client after the hearing, defense attorney Angela Agrusa said excessive media coverage of Cosby's accusers has hurt his chances of a fair trial.
To accept the assumption of guilty by numbers is really the same thing as accepting the assumption of guilt before innocence. For Mr. Cosby, this is a version of the shoot now, ask questions later approach to judicial justice that you're seeing in the streets.
During the hearing, Cosby's defense team pledged they'll try to have the case moved to another Pennsylvania county, as well as to continue their attempts to have the charges tossed out. Laura Benchoff, WHYY News.